Now, if I can talk a little about ethanol production, we've seen a fairly dramatic drop. What this chart shows is weekly ethanol production numbers, and I've annualized it, so I've put it in terms of if that production level for that week were to hold for a year, what that production level would be. Those horizontal lines show the renewable fuel standard for the maximum amount that can be applied towards a renewable fuel standard from corn-based ethanol. So currently under the renewable fuel standard, we're at 13.2 billion gallons. And you can see that for particularly the last fall, just prior, particularly November and December, in anticipation of the expiration of the so-called blender's credit and the tariff, that we were almost up at about 15 billion gallons on an annualized basis. We're currently, just 2 weeks ago, the production numbers were estimated at around $12 billion annualized. And again, a very big drop. That drop between 14.7 and 12 is roughly about the equivalent of about a billion bushels of corn. So we've seen some rationing on the ethanol side as well. If you look at ethanol prices, however, that they're still at a discount to gasoline, and at least on a volume basis, there are still plenty of incentives to blend ethanol if you're a gasoline blender. I might add, also because of the high octane ratings or the oxygenate properties of ethanol, that there's also a potential or strong incentives to continue blending ethanol as well. If you look at the margins, however, because of higher corn prices, we have seen margins near sort of break-even levels, and I think that explains why, in fact, we've seen some capacity go unused over the last several months. But again, tracking very close to sort of the break-even levels. The other thing, which I won't spend much time on, but is the renewable identification numbers, so-called RINs, where they have been trading at very low levels. Now, these can be used by gas under the governing regulations for the renewable fuel standard. Gasoline blenders can use RINs to offset their commitments. That is, rather than actually purchasing ethanol and blend it into gasoline, they can purchase a certificate, the so-called RIN, and use that to meet their compliance requirements. Those prices have been quite low, and I think a lot of people were initially perplexed by this because, indeed, if these margins are with higher corn prices and the cost of ethanol increasing, then why wouldn't blenders be willing to instead purchase RINs and bid up that price a bit? And I think there the answer is largely because of the octane requirements and the fact that ethanol there's still profits in using that. And that chart I showed earlier shows that at least there's still some profitability there for ethanol blenders, which also argues that a waiver in the mandates, at least at this point, when I look at the RIN values, it suggests that a waiver would probably have little effect, at least in the short run. Longer term, very different story. The last thing, and I think this has implications for the future, is the so-called blend wall, and that's essentially what we refer to about how much ethanol can be absorbed into the transportation fuel supply. At the time the Energy Act was passed back in 2007, that green line there shows what was projected, and we were expecting gasoline consumption in the U.S. to increase and to continue to increase such that we would be about 150 billion gallons by 2013, 2014. You can see instead, of course, that gasoline production has fallen. It's fallen for a number of reasons. One, the high energy prices that we saw in 2007, 2008, and then more importantly, I think the global recession and particularly the sluggish growth here in the U.S. has cut gasoline consumption and the number of miles driven, and then also the increased fuel economy that we've seen also since then. The key thing here is that rather than the 150 billion gallons that were envisioned back in 2007. We're now looking at more 132 or so currently, and that's expected to remain at that level for a number of years to come. What that implies, then, if you're thinking of penetration of, say, ethanol into this market, rather than the 10% of, say, 150, which would be 15 billion gallons, we're at about the 13.2 or so billion gallon rate. And so that's what people refer to as the blend wall. And next year, the renewable fuel standard actually goes up to 13.8, which would imply if you can only absorb about 13.2, that the rest indeed would have to be exported. So I think challenges for the RFS, but I know you have plenty of speakers on that later today.